Dwayne Vance, a candidate for the Independent American Party, lives in Salt Lake near the mouth of the canyon, but he's practiced in Park City since 1995, almost his whole legal career. He said he's running because the citizens need candidates who are independent of the two-party structure and the big corporate donors that support it. Vance said there are too many instances today where the government needs to be reined in.
Things that have all been run roughshod over by the current administration, and it's not, you know, unique to the Republicans or Democrats. It's something that's happened, you know, for the last 10, 15, 20 years. When's the last time a law was elected on a national basis that actually restored liberties and freedoms rather than taking them away? When's the last time a federal law was enacted that actually protected your right to own personal property rather than taking more money and more assets out of your pocket so that the federal government can redistribute it as they see fit? If you look at how the federal government has proliferated, it's primarily these social welfare programs and these overreaching invasions of our personal privacies and securities.
The Independent American Party was formerly the Utah American Party. Vance said it's a national group now, though not in every state. The party has fielded four candidates around the state, one to run in every Utah House district. He said the party approached him to run, and it offers an organization to help the individual candidate.
What the Independent American Party has done, and particularly here in Utah, has provided a mechanism where independently thinking people who stand for similar ideas as far as, you know, restoring rights to the people and following the Constitution and holding the federal government accountable to their the limits of their powers as stated in the Constitution, has given them the access to the ballot through the Independent American Party because they've already gone out and gathered all the petitions in order to have that party itself represented on the ballot so that the individual candidates don't have to do it on a case-by-case basis.
We asked him, though, about the perception that third or fourth parties make no impact. Vance said they hope to dissuade people of that belief.
When I was working through one of the major parties and we were going through the caucus system, it was interesting because one of the things I kept hearing was, well, is your candidate electable? Who is everyone else voting for and are they electable? So it didn't come down to who's the best person to serve and who would be the best person to be in this position. It's basically a sheep mentality. Who's everyone else voting for and that's who I'm going to vote for? We've got a younger generation coming up that is very concerned about their future and the legacy that we're leaving to them, and they're very active. We're going to reach out to the younger generation as well as all generations who are concerned, and we're going to wake up what we think is a sleeping majority.
Dwayne Vance, a U.S. House candidate for the Independent American Party, who said he will be hosting events in the Park City area this year. For KPCW, I'm Rick Brough.